The peace and blessing of the Lord be with you, YouTube family. Tonight was a kind of a special message, but before I get into it, I just want to mention that it is May the 28th, 2015. And tonight the Lord approached Ezekiel about taking me out for a little meal and having a little movie at home. I watched a Christian film, and setting aside this time just to be together. The message turns out to be about this very topic. So, the Lord began, "I want to talk about the marriage bed." By marriage bed, I mean the relationships you are in right now, your marriages. Some of you have defiled your marriage bed by thinking of other people rather than your spouse when you are having relations. This is a very common sin that eventually leads to adultery. And of course, the scriptures say that that is adultery. "My children, I did not make you for more than one mate. I made you to be united to the one of my choosing all the days of your life and to find joy in one another's arms and company. But you tend to grow weary and bored with your beloved whom I have chosen. And you become lax in your relationship and do not show the marks of affection or do the things that please me to draw closer to one another. Sometimes I call you to set aside your work as I did tonight with Ezekiel and Claire and to spend time together, just being there for one another and enjoying what I have done in your lives, your children, your animals, your homes, and the simple things." And that was real sweet tonight. We came home and walked the cats and the dogs a second time and sat out in the field with them and while they played and in the sagebrush and just kind of watched this sky dimming and turning into the evening. And it was very, very calming and refreshing. Anyway, returning to what the Lord said, "Even your very special time with me is to draw one another into the espousal relationship, which rather than vying against your spouse, I bring you closer to your spouse. If you have a serious problem in your marriage that is not being resolved and you're spending more time with me to escape the boredom, you're not balanced. I want you to have fun with your mate, and I'm not talking about marital relations, but marital relationships. I'm present through your spouse. How I hunger for the love between souls to grow. I inhabit this space. It brings me joy. Can you not feel my presence in one another? I am there, truly there, in the celebration of your love." Too many use work and spirituality as an escape from the less than satisfying marriage. The tender feelings you have for your spouse originate in my heart and are my way of lavishing love on them as well. You need this outpouring of love and concern for one another. It is healing and sanctifying for both of you. I fill you with the very real intention of seeing you lavish it on other souls, especially your husbands and wives, when healing is needed. Sometimes healing is administered through showing that you care enough to go out and eat together, watch a movie together, or play with your animals or one another. This brings balance and makes for a well-rounded life. A well-rounded life is able to carry others. It is when you become lopsided and escape through your work that damage is done to yourselves and to one another. So I'm asking you, make this a week of being devoted to your spouse. When you have the urge to work or clean or do other time-consuming activities, exercise special control and do something together to show how much you care. Let them express what they want to and follow their lead. Too often couples are selfish with one another and exert their preferences on their partner. Rather than do that, deny yourself and engage in what pleases them and I will bless you both. Regardless of the shortness of time, still, there is an example to be made on your children of how to love sacrificially while totally enjoying yourself. This they will hold in remembrance and will give them a good foundation in how to yield to one another and have a healthy marriage. I want to bless you now with the desire for selfless love for the soul I have entrusted to you in matrimony. Ask yourself, what would Jesus do? How would he yield and care for the one he has given his heart to? Just as Paul exhorted you, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. That was Ephesians 5:25. It is so little understood that marriage is preparation for heaven. Love is so very intense and all-consuming in the bonding stage of marriage, in order that when trials come, you will both cleave to one another and show the respect due to one another. In your culture, so many are looking for illicit sexual pleasure. That is not love. It is simply lust and the desire for more stimulation. That is not what I created marriage to be. It grows deeper and deeper and further away from the flesh as the years pass. It transcends physical pleasure and blossoms into spiritual sanctity, whereby both parties become ready for heaven. So take this week to honor and remember the purpose I brought you together with your spouse for, and that I have called you into a sacred trust to love and prepare one another for my coming. For those who have unconverted spouses, the very best thing you can do for your mate is to leave behind the fragrance of my love.